Hello and welcome to Courageous and Free. I'm your host, Jacqueline Mack, Clarity Coach, Rapid BS Clearer, and Wealth Activator. I'm also a retired high-ticket sales specialist, corporate trainer, and speaker. Now, I have designed this podcast for busy moms and dads, business owners, entrepreneurs, and corporate executives that are just like you. A tool to efficiently and effectively get clear on what fulfillment, purpose, and confidence means to you, as well as clear away all the BS to not only increase confidence and clarity rather easily, but transforming into the happiest and wealthiest version of you, which is living your dreams like a boss consistently. My genius and superpower is helping successful high performers create new boundaries and beliefs to lead them back to their truest desires, whether it's escaping the 9-to-5 or falling back in love with it. I help people live their dreams like a boss with inspiration, the expectation of success, and the fearlessness to show up in their truth confidently while operating only from their zone of genius with ease, without apologies and no shame for wanting it all and actually consistently living and receiving it all with grace and ease. If you are sick and tired of the hamster wheel to nowhere, are stuck in the guilt of wanting more, scared to commit, too freaked out to quit, have fears about failing, are constantly stuck in old ways of being and doing life, and yet know, like really know you were meant to have, be, do, and experience so much more, yet confused on the how, not sure who, not sure where to start, when it comes to making the necessary shifts without freaking out or feeling like a failure or giving up on your dreams, then this podcast is for you. So are you ready to live your truth, live a fulfilling life for the first time, or up-level your success? Then what are you waiting for? Let's go. Hey, real quick, before we jump in, I want to share with you the most critical, powerful prompts to reset each month with clarity, confidence, intention, and energetic momentum. These are the prompts that I've been using in my one-on-one coaching, as well as my group coaching, and even for myself before I ever even shared them with the public. These 7 prompts are what I use every single month, my clients use every single month, to start to understand what it's like to decide from and live from your vision. So if you're ready to ditch regrets for good, if you're ready to master your days versus your days controlling you, if you want to make decisions that no circumstance can stall, then these prompts are for you. And if you think you're too busy, I promise you, you can find time to master these prompts every single month in less than 20 minutes. Don't forget to grab that link in the show notes to grab your prompts today.
But today's topic is flow. Usually it's the performance hackers or the biohackers that talk about the state of flow. And what the heck does this fusion of discipline and surrender have to do with flow and decision mastery? Well, it has everything to do with the mastery part. Because here's what happens. If you draw 2 circles, right, on a piece of paper, and for those just listening, you know, 2 circles that overlap just a little bit, it could be 25%, 30% overlap. So one side would be the discipline and the other side would be surrender. Now, where these circles overlap is flow. This is the flow state. This is when discipline and surrender are activated, and you're living from this state, right? And so I want to share with you one of my favorite quotes that's been a part of my coaching practice since the day I started way back in 2008. And that's when I was really into Tony Robbins stuff and Joe Dispenza wasn't even a big deal yet, right? But it's success without fulfillment is failure. Success without fulfillment is failure. How's that land for you? How can we start to understand the ways we can simply create fulfillment in both our personal life and our business life? Because it's possible. It's a yes and. It's a yes and, but it's by design, not default. Who you are today, accomplished many feats, many challenges, overcomings, right? To get to where you are today. And whether you love where you are today or you're looking for a reset or a pivot, it's just where you are. It's not right. It's not wrong. It's not good. It's not bad. But just take a few minutes and look back and be like, holy moly. Thank that person who went through the challenges in high school. Thank the person who went through the challenges in college or university, if that was you. Thank the person who overcame some things in their 20s and 30s to get to where you are today. Because where you are is just where you are. And the meaning we give it is what is our experience, right? Our perception is our reality because of the meaning we put behind it. We are meaning-making machines. But the cool part about this is we get to choose the meaning. It's like when I work with my clients and they're like, well, what if this happens? It's negative. What if that happens and it's negative? And what if it never happens again and it's negative? And I'm like, okay, true. If that's what you want to focus on. So you're right. If that happens, it happens. But what do you want to focus on? And what if it was different? What if it was the opposite? What if those two words are so powerful? Just like I am. And whatever follows it, so powerful. Our words are more powerful than our thoughts. And we know how powerful our thoughts are because repetitive thoughts become our beliefs. And our beliefs become how we show up every day. They become habitual. And we are a product of our habits, right? So let's go back to this whole idea of flow. Would you love flow to be a habit, to be a consistency in your life? Heck yeah, sign me up, right? Well, what's required? Discipline and surrender to be activated at the same time. It's like, whoa, those two words seem like polar opposite, right? One is super strict and the other one is release. One is really the way of being and doing, and the other is releasing that, right? The way of being and doing. So let's jump into what this actually means. Because when you look at the synergy of discipline and surrender, when you're talking about your decision mastery, because we're making a gazillion decisions all day, I think it's 30 to 40,000 on average, creating breakthroughs in both business and life. That's what our reality is a result of the decision we're making, right? How we show up and respond to the world versus react to the world. And permission to slow down, to speed up. Permission to pause and choose to respond versus react. Who says we have to react in the hot second? With technology, it's like that blessing and a curse, right? Just because your phone dings doesn't mean you need to jump and take care of it. If anything, delegate that, right? I'm doing a challenge right now where I'm learning to delegate one thing a week. I'm like, it's crazy because I'm a recovering control freak, right? A recovering make it happen mama, high performer. I make shit happen and I do it my way and it gets done. And I love that. It got me to where I had been in the past, but I had to release that old version of me. I had to release that part of me because that same version of me wasn't going to be the same version to experience that next level of fulfillment, of success in both my business, my life, my health, my relationships, my adventures, my money, right? So when we discover how to upgrade your mindset, your beliefs, and your thoughts to really trust the process, surrender, trust the process. This is real faith, real trust. You can't read in a book. I mean, you can read some tactics and tips and tricks on how other people built resiliency and their trust and faith. But at the end of the day, it comes down to you. You leaning in to yourself and the highest power that breathes you. One of my dear friends calls it Gus. I call it God, but I also say Gus sometimes because other people believe in God or universe or source or whatever that higher being energy is, right? That breathes us every day. And when we really work with that next level, real trust, real faith, when everything looks like it's not working out and you still have that real trust and faith, that's what we're talking about here. You will experience unparalleled fulfillment and success and joy. And sometimes we call these quantum leaps. And there's some good books about that and a lot of science these days on that as well. So we're going to unlock the keys of success. We're going to embrace the wisdom from Maya Angelou today as well, because success is really liking yourself. At the end of the day, did you like who you were in every era, every phase of your life? Did you like what you did? Did you like how you did it? So her quote is success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. So again, success without fulfillment is failure. Tony Robbins. Success when you're liking yourself, when you're liking what you do, and you're really liking how you do it. Woo! Success and fulfillment. Boom. It doesn't get better than that. But it can, and it can be consistent throughout anything, anywhere, any goal, any dream, any desire that you are striving for every day. Because you deserve to. If you desire it, you deserve to. And most importantly, you deserve to thrive. So let's talk about discipline real quick. Discipline is the practice of training people to obey rules or code of behavior using punishment to correct disobedience. No wonder nobody loves that word. How many of you have a healthy relationship with the word discipline? If you've never worked with me or listened to my podcast, you probably are one of those people. I was one of those people in the past. I'm like, discipline, ugh, you know, cringe. And now karate class, my daughter's in karate and she learns what discipline and respect and courtesy are and focus. Those are all great words, but they're looking at the positive side of those words, right? It is a practice. When you're disciplined, you have a practice, but I prefer this definition much more. Discipline is the quality of being able to behave and work in a controlled way, which you choose, by the way, which involves obeying a particular set of rules or standards. Oh yeah, bring on the standards. But here's the fun part. You get to decide what the rules are. You get to decide what those standards are. You get to decide how and what you want the result or reality to be. I was just explaining this to a coaching client yesterday. We were talking about mindset and he had some major, major challenges with like shifting from one way of being and doing life as a professional bodybuilder to just being fit and healthy without getting in his head that he was going to get fat, right? And so when we were talking about this, I'm like, well, here's the thing. Discipline equals freedom. You were disciplined in certain ways to train a certain set of standards and rules to get a specific result, the sculpted body to perform and receive an award, right? So it got you the result, right? Whether you got first place or second place, you got to show up and compete. Now, how do you shift from that? Well, you got to honor and release that old version of you because the new version of you wants something different. You don't want to maintain and sustain that lifestyle because it's not sustainable. It's like people aren't running marathons every day. That's not sustainable, right? And I used to feel this way. I can relate this to running. I started running in college because my body was changing. I was eating more. I got introduced to alcohol and all the things we get to do in college, right? Late night eating. And so I started running and I thought, okay, running so I can eat whatever I want. And then it became a habit. It became disciplined and running. And then I started picking marathons and half marathons in different cities and different areas. And I would visit the town on Friday and Saturday. And then I'd wake up early on Sunday and run a marathon or a half marathon. I'd run it all off, I would say, right? And then I got pregnant, a different era, different stage in my life. And I'm like, I'm going to run through my pregnancy. I had some friends running through their pregnancy. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do that. I was inspired by them. With early on in my pregnancy, my hips shifted quickly and running felt wonky. It didn't feel good. I said, huh, well, let's see what happens. I've been in the health space for a long time. I'm like, whatever happens, I can correct it during or after this pregnancy. I just want a healthy baby, right? So no running since then, really. No half marathon since then. My child is almost 9 years old, my firstborn. And do I miss the runner's high? Yes. Can I get that doing other things? Yes. Do I still run or jog 2 to 3 to 5 miles sometimes? Yes. But I don't have to do it every day. I'm not disciplined in that anymore because I want different results in my life. And I've shifted some of that stuff around, right? So I had to honor and release that person who did some pretty cool things, who accomplished some things a lot of people don't ever accomplish. But in order to be the next version of me, to show up in the ways that I want to show up, to experience what I wanted to experience on my goals and my dreams and my desires, I had to honor and release that version and do the other. Plus, I have a genetic ancestry of horrible knees. My grandmother, who I favor, who was 6 foot, had double knee replacement. I did not want that. Like, I was going to do anything I could to avoid that. And while running marathons and half marathons, multiple times a year was going to put me on a fast track to have that be an option, right? So let's focus on the word discipline and how it can be a a good word for you in a way that you can make it mean, because you deserve for it to mean freedom, right? Because that's my favorite definition of discipline. It's freedom. When you're disciplined and doing something consistently, that becomes the habit, right? And it's giving you freedom or fulfillment, right? It's not necessarily always freedom from disease. Like if it's health related, your freedom from disease, because you're eating and fueling your body, you're moving your body, you're giving your body adequate rest and recovery, and the right foods, right? That support health and wealth, a wealth of health, right? So it also is fulfillment. Like I can be disciplined because I get to choose what I'm disciplined in and eating ice cream every day. Now I'm not going to eat a whole half gallon, but I could eat a serving, right? Real, wholesome, yummy, full of fat ice cream. If I choose to be disciplined in that, because it creates some fulfillment in my life. Like our whole family is pretty much ice cream lovers, except for my husband. So my blood family is ice cream lovers. So discipline, it equals freedom. And it's standards, it's sets of behaviors that are resulting in a certain standard of a way of life that we desire. Next level success, sign me up. Surrender. Surrender has some negative definitions. So for the sake of this talk today, I'm not gonna go over the negative ones as much, but here's a better definition of surrender: to agree to stop fighting. Now, this doesn't mean with just someone else. It could be within your own head of limiting beliefs, right? How many of you have been through that struggle of your dissuasion? Not good enough. I'm not old enough. I don't have enough experience. I need another certification. I need to sell this. I need to buy that. I need to go all in. I need to give up. I need to stop. I need to go. I need to. It's like the coulda, shoulda, woulda, right? So agreeing to stop fighting, hiding, resisting, because you know that you will not win or succeed. Now that's a negative. You know you're not going to win or succeed. Who says? Who says you can't be disciplined? Activate that, surrender at the same time, release the death grip is what I call it, on a specific outcome, because you know, real trust, real faith, that it's going to be this or something better. Always. But you have to know it, believe it, and think it, not just say it, and in your mind go, oh yeah, sure, it worked for her, but it's not going to work for me. Because if you say that, you're right. You're right. You believe that you can, you're right. You believe that you can't, you're right. So as a coach with this topic, I teach that we expect the goal or desire to happen without having this desperate death grip on the outcome. I need to sell this business so I can start this business. I need to quit this so I can do that. I need to sell more because I need to hire more team members. I need to gain five more clients in order to prove myself. Like there's all this need, like death grip on desperate neediness is just icky and yucky. Like, ugh. And this is where I also coach in the world of high ticket sales, a more soulful solution-based selling, helping people make a decision, right? You're not making the decision for them. You're not convincing them. You're just qualifying them, understanding where their needs, their pain, their desires are, and then giving them a solution. Once you're certain the solution is something they can benefit from, and then helping them understand, they get to say yes and not regret it, or they get to say no and not regret it. So going back to how can we have this discipline and surrender activated to create this flow state, but releasing any death grip to any specific outcome, but expecting that outcome or something better, because it is always this or something better. God doesn't make mistakes. You desire something, you deserve it. Is it going to happen at the time you think it will happen? It could, or it could happen earlier, or it could happen a second later. What is time anyways? That's for another topic, right? So again, flow. It's this characterized by this complete absorption of one does. Like you're completely in the state of flow. You're like, and usually flow is usually used in the artist world. Like they're in flow, musician, a painter. They're absorbed in their work, resulting in a transformation in one sense of time, meaning you accomplish even more in a shorter amount of time than you ever have before because you're in flow. Discipline is activated. Surrender is activated. It's melting together this action with pure consciousness And it's the state of finding balance between a skill and how challenging that task is. And it requires a high level of concentration. But when you love who you are, you love what you do, and you love how you do it, isn't it pretty easy to like focus and concentrate? Yeah. So why don't we set ourselves up for that, those situations more often? And what does this have to do with decision mastery? Everything. Because we're deciding to take action on things or we're not. We're deciding to surrender or we're not. But how do we even know what things to decide to get, say yes to or say no to, or to surrender to or not to surrender to? Well, let's go back to courage, clarity. Do you have the courage to get clear on not just what you want, but what you truly desire? So I shared a lot today, a lot, right? And to be honest, this was fun. This was also a little more deeper than what I normally do on these podcasts, because my whole intention again is to give you something that activates action that you can now go integrate and then embody the state of flow on a consistent, regular basis, that you can become disciplined in learning to surrender and be disciplined and surrender and activate those at the same time to really experience the state of flow. And if you've experienced it before and didn't realize it, or you even haven't experienced it before, but you want to, this is the recipe. Here's the formula. But you can't just hear it or read about it. You have to do something with this knowledge now. That's the only time knowledge has power. And if you need additional help with this and you're not sure where to start, go grab the Power of the Reset journal prompts. These prompts will help you with being intentional and knowing what to do and when to do it on a monthly basis, so that you're blasting through, achieving, experiencing these goals and breakthroughs on a regular monthly basis, and not just waiting until January or June or December to be like, oh, well, should I throw in the towel or should I go all in? Both of those are stressful situations. Why put yourself in that? That's a default mode. That's that mode. That's old version of you. Let's jump step in the new version of you. Proactive, intentional, goal committing versus goal setting. You can set goals all year and never commit to them. Look at people who go to the gym or don't go to the gym. Here's the best example of commitment versus decision. Deciding is to join a gym, pay your monthly fee, and never showing up. Commitment is joining a gym, deciding to join the gym, committing, paying monthly, and committing by putting on your sneakers and showing up and doing the thing. All right? So, sending you off with so much love. Until next time, bye for now.
Wow, what an episode. One more thing before you go. Thank you for investing your time with me today. I truly mean this. The one thing no one, not even the billionaires, can buy back is time. Not the last 2 seconds or day or week or year. So thank you for investing time for yourself with me today. So if this episode got you inspired, activated more clarity on what's blocking your desires, or sparked more confidence than ever to take action toward your dreams, do me a huge favor and leave me a review. It will mean the absolute world to me and allows other busy, successful humans like you and I to find the show with ease. And it is truly the best way not only to show your gratitude for what I am sharing, but allows me to evaluate what the future episodes should be.